When the nachos come along, you must dip it. When the spices are too strong, you must dip it. When the game is on the screen, you must dip it. When the food spread looks too lean, you must dip it. Now dip it into sauce. You scoop it up. Dip back again. Chips forward. Bread ahead. Try to ingest it. It's not too late to dip it. Dip it good.
Real simple, folks. Balls deflate, abdomens inflate. It's Super Bowl week, and while sports fans are going to argue about the pounds per square inch in New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's football, we're starting a much bigger argument over what kind of dip should you have available for family and friends during the endless Super Bowl game itself. Dan Pashman, host of WNYC's Sporkful podcast and author of Eat More Better, How to Make Every Bite More Delicious. We've got a daily dip for each day leading up to the game. And the genre Dan attacks today are those parfait-looking creations that just sit there waiting to be attacked by hungry chip and veggie-armed eaters. Dan, genre number one.
Multi-layer dips. When you're talking about a multi-layer dip, I think there's two questions you really got to consider. The first is, how many layers is too many? Now, if your goal is to take a picture of your dip and post it on the internet and get as many clicks for your blog as possible, then there's no such thing as too many. But if your goal is deliciousness, try to exercise some restraint. So let's talk about a multi-layer dip that I get really excited about. And for me, it's taco dip. I love a good taco dip. But I think that restraint needs to be exercised. I love a classic three-layer taco dip, nice and hot. You make your taco meat, or it could be veggies, tofu, whatever you want. Season it with your taco seasoning, the ground meat, ground veggies. That's your first layer. Then a layer of sour cream and a layer of cheddar cheese. Put it in the oven till the cheese is nice and melty, and you're good to go. Now, I know that some taco dips have more layers, and that's okay to a point, but I want to encourage you to avoid shredded lettuce. It's the bane of my existence, okay? It has too high of a surface area to volume ratio, and it's exposed to the salt and fat of the dip, it releases water and waters down the flavor of your dip. It's not a good thing. You don't want shredded lettuce in your taco dip. Please, I'm asking you, please don't do it. So you've got this beautiful taco dip I've created for you with hot melted cheese on top. And the chip you're going to need for today's daily dip is the classic old-fashioned triangular tortilla chip. Hold it by one of the straight edges so you can lead with one sharp point of that triangle. That's how you pierce the various layers of a multi-layer dip for maximum deliciousness.
Daily Dip 1, taco. Dan Pashman will be back tomorrow with another dip suggestion for your Super Bowl party. If you want to share your favorite dip with us, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.